Shorts. Hello, hello. I think I got that backwards. Anyway, let's jump into it. Christian Posting, facing felony for burnout on LGBT pride intersection, raises over $28,000 for defense. There's a lot here in this story. I wish I had 20 or 30 minutes to talk about it. I really hope I don't take that long to talk about it. In Florida, there is an intersection. It's a large intersection. It has a kind of a pride flag logo in the intersection. It's quite tasteful. It's lovely, actually. And if you didn't know that it was pride or associated with that, you'd think, oh, that's beautiful. I wish they'd do more intersections that way. You can see the picture in the article when I post this. But it's a teen. It doesn't give his age. I'm assuming that this is someone who's 18 or 19, but I don't know. Because you would think that if it was, you know, a 16-year-old, they would say that in the article and use that for sympathy. Oh, he's just a kid. Oh, actually, I just see it in the article here. He's 19, right? He's an adult. He's a grown-ass adult. Brain is not fully developed, true. But he's adult by an adult by every measure that we measure adulthood in this country. And so what he did is he took his truck, because of course it's a truck, and he did an intentional burnout on the intersection specifically to vandalize the display, which he did. Yeah, it was an intentional act of vandalism. It's a felony, actually, and he was put in jail for it. And so, of course, conservatives lost their shit. They called it a political imprisonment. In fact, in this article, he's called a political prisoner. He was released on a little over $5,000 bond. So let me just pick up with a couple of these things. He raised a crowdfunding campaign, and because of course, Christians, conservatives love to support their own when they commit crimes, because Christians don't give a damn about the law. So here's just a little piece of that. I'm not going to read all of it. A message on the crowdfunding campaign states, "The fund not only supports Brewer's legal defense, but also champions the fundamental American values of freedom of expression." Freedom of expression. Just think about that for a moment. Freedom of expression. So he did this on purpose. Pretty much admitted down in the article. It's also acknowledged. Yeah, this is on purpose. However, that message gets a little bit muddied over because they also don't care about facts. Let's see. Yeah. I guess I'll read this whole paragraph here. The language of the GiveSendGo fundraiser reflects the views that the prosecution of Brewer is politically motivated. A Republican candidate for the United States House of Representatives in Florida, 11th Congressional District, took to X because, of course, that's where Christians go, the social sewer of our time, last week to describe Brewer as a political prisoner and calling on Florida's Republican government, Ron DeSantis, to grant an immediate pardon for the, get this, fake crime of driving over an LGBT flag, which should have never been allowed to be placed there. He didn't just drive over the intersection. What are you talking about? That's not what happened. They're already lying. They don't care because they don't give a damn about the truth either. He just drove over the intersection and they're just persecuting this guy. Never mind the million other people who've driven over the intersection. They're just persecuting this guy. No, this guy did an intentional act of vandalism. You goddamn fool. And he goes on to say, it should have never been allowed to be placed there. According to who? Are you an anarchist too? Of course Christians are anarchists, as long as their anarchy is theologically based. Because it was legally placed there. What the kid did, I'm sorry, what the grown-ass adult did was illegally vandalize something that was legally put there because he didn't like it. And what his defenders are saying is, you know, he didn't commit this wasn't a hate vandalism. He was just driving. And he just drove innocently over something that shouldn't have been allowed to be there. Who are these people? All right. Here's a little bit more that I want to grab. Longest article. I suggest you read it. I'm skipping over a lot on purpose. Poole suggests that even in such a circumstance, the offender would face a $150 ticket and not a felony conviction. Well, I can't speak to the matters of the law in Florida. What he says next is just outrageous. It's a blasphemy law. They're upset over his blasphemy, Poole concluded. Now, he just talked about the quote-unquote fake crime of driving over an intersection. but he's here tacitly acknowledging, of course it's on purpose, it's freedom of expression. He committed a freedom of expression against a group. And so he's calling it a blasphemy law. He's mocking, but he's really torpedoing his own position here when he does that. Because what he's suggesting and what the fundraisers are suggesting is that we should be allowed to vandalize anything we want and call it freedom of speech. It's just expression and we're expressing ourselves. You know, it's like that person at the Iowa Capitol, who destroyed the Baphomet statue, and then Christians came to his defense. He was just expressing himself. It's just freedom of expression. I mean, yeah, we burned some crosses in some people's yards, but hey, we were just expressing ourselves, freedom of expression. We vandalized some public facilities, but we were just expressing ourselves. You know, our hatred against these groups. Hate vandalism shouldn't be a crime. What are you talking about? It's just expression. Now, I just want to have you think about this for a moment. Because the term blasphemy law came up. Christians are always speaking against the concept of hate crimes, because they're the main perpetrators of hate crimes. And so they don't like that. They don't like their hatred to be called out. But Christians have their own version of hate crime. In other countries, it's blasphemy laws. Oh, you blasphemed and hurt my religious feelings. You committed a quote-unquote hate crime against our religion. In this country, we just call it persecution. You're persecuting Christians. That's their way of saying hate crime. Oh no, we don't want you to have a category called hate crime, but we have lots of categories where if you do something against us, we can call it, you know, our version of hate crime. Blasphemy or persecution. How's that different? Just curious. Yeah, freedom of expression. Vandalism, hate vandalism, sure, why not? This little bit here toward the end, Poole and his co-host, this is someone on a radio show, podcast, something, maintained that Brewer should still face some consequences for his actions, such as a simple fine or warning, you know, a slap on the wrist. Because all he did was commit a hate crime against some gays. I mean, if you can't hate the gays, who can you hate? Am I right? The podcaster added, I think it's obvious he intentionally burned out as he was turning. And that's a kind of a mean thing to do. So, yeah, we know what you did. You committed an act of vandalism, a hate crime, a nonviolent, granted, hate crime against a group. That should include some jail time. That should include a fine so big you're going to have to refinance your house that you don't own. It should include that. This last paragraph here. While sharing his disapproval of Brewer's actions and maintaining that he should have to clean up the damage he caused, yeah, he should have to repaint the flag. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Poole remarked, I wouldn't send him to prison. Why not? At least throw him in county for a month. Maybe not San Quentin. So I'm with you there. I wouldn't send him to prison for a felony charge. And here's where it gets dodgy again. And take away his right to vote. Why not? This adult committed a freaking hate crime. He should not have the right to vote. This is not the kind of person who we want to elect leaders. Part of the problem with American politics is too many people like this have the right to vote because they think it's some God-given right. It's not. We made it up. What you have is a privilege to vote. We can take that away. And we should. We do it to prisoners all the time. This is one of the consequences of being a felon, is that you lose your right to vote. Damn right. Other things that he thinks we shouldn't take away from him. Own a gun. This guy just committed a freaking hate crime. You think he should be able to bebop over to the gun store across the street and buy an AK-47? Again, this is one of the problems with America, is that people like this who commit acts of hate get to own guns. Of course, he should never, ever, ever be allowed to own a gun, not even a hunting rifle. Screw that. He shouldn't be able to own a knife longer than 4 inches. Cook with your pocket knife. This is not the kind of person we want to go around armed. Because we already know he's mentally unstable, committing hate crimes against groups. What's he got to do the next time? Next time you see somebody wearing a colorful tie-dye shirt and he owns a gun. Travel the world. Well, you know what? I think that's a matter for other countries to decide. Do you want this kind of person in your country? They should be able to drop a hammer and say, nope. There should at least be a travel flag on this guy for the rest of his life. With a clear statement of what he did. Other countries decide whether it's okay for him to come in or not. Yeah, there should be some real harsh lifelong consequences persecution. If you agree or disagree, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.